Today on Real Life Radio.
Throughout the Bible, God defends marriage over and over again and condemns infidelity that destroys marriage. God condemns it. God condemns adultery because it destroys marriage. He condemns promiscuity because it destroys marriage. Pornography, God condemns because it destroys marriage. And abuse, God condemns it.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Are you looking for a deeper understanding of the Bible? Well, our current featured resource might be a pretty good next step for you. It's called With the Word, the Chapter-by-Chapter Bible Handbook. It's written by Warren Wiersbe, and what sets this Bible handbook apart from the others is its accessible format. And rather than overwhelming you with dense theological analysis, it presents each chapter in a clear and concise manner. It's a great book. You not only learn the spiritual significance of the text with valuable historical and cultural background, but you'll learn ways to apply it to your life. Wiersbe is well known for striking a balance between academic study and devotional warmth, so you can really relate to it on a personal level as well as an intellectual one. With the Word, the Chapter-by-Chapter Bible Handbook, written by Warren Wiersbe, and it's yours for a gift of any amount to the Ministry of Real Life. It's available at jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio. Get your copy today. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues in his series called Politics and Your Faith with a message titled Why Traditional Marriage Matters. Now, no matter what our culture has to say, marriage between a man and a woman is God's invention. This is why this series is vitally important, especially when it comes down to how we vote in the upcoming election. So, we urge you to stick around. You see, God calls the institution of a traditional marriage blessed, a sacred union that comes from the genius of God to create life and prosperity. Marriage is God's building block for a nation, and we are to defend it at all cost. An attack on marriage? Well, quite frankly, that's an attack on God. So today, Pastor Jack asks the question, should the government be involved in the family? Well, the answer is yes, but only within certain parameters. So we've got to vote for the ones that are for our freedom and for the defense of our family and home. Now, with his message called Why Traditional Marriage Matters, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Psalm 127, verse 3, God ordained the family. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has a quiver full of them. Man, do you hear God? God says, have babies, have kids, all over the place. Wow. God's for family. Marriage is God's design plan for family. It's where kids grow up. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel. You can put in this. Hear, O church. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them. You shall teach them to your children and shall walk or talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. Leave that verse up there. Look at that. Look at this. Can you imagine this? Listen. God says, parents, how many of your parents? Raise your hands. You got kids. God says, I'm holding you responsible for teaching your children about me, period. Are you a Christian? Yes. Do you have kids? Yes. You must teach your children the ways of God. That ain't going to happen in any school system. You understand that? In fact, the way the school system's going, you've got to unteach your kids every night. You got to wash their brains and hearts with the stuff that they're being fed. God says to the believer, you teach your kids. Politics says, that's our business. And I think that's immoral. Why? Because it's a religious issue. God gave me kids to bring into this world to someday present to the Lord. I pray, as we all do as parents, we pray for the souls of our children. I pray for the souls of my grandkids. And you see, it all now, I hope you're getting this, it's all political, it's all moral, it's all religious. God's plan for the family is to create a new household. God loves that. The next generation, think about that. The next generation is God's plan. He wants to bless them. God's design for family, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, it says, obey your parents in the Lord. That's another great statement. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. If your parents are telling you to do immoral things, then run. But if your parents love the Lord, or they're good moral parents, they may not even be Christians. My parents were not Christians, but they were moral people. God says, obey them. For this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Listen to God's blessing. That it may be well with you, and you may live a long life on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath. Taunt, poke, make fun of, frustrate your kids. But bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. Listen, all fathers are ordained by God to teach their kids about the things of God. Dad, if you're not doing it, then start tonight, start tomorrow. But God says, fathers are to do this. Raise their kids up in the ways of the Lord. Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Wow. I want to speak just to dads for a second here. And I speak from having daughters. You think of your little daughters. I wrote down little daughters, teen daughters, adult daughters need their parents' influence still. Little daughters, teen daughters, adult daughters need their male father influence and their female mother influence. It never stops. We're grandparents now. I thought, well, man, that's great, man. It's awesome. Kids moved out. They got married. This is great. Lisa and I can do anything we want in our own house. Nobody's around. And then they start coming back. What are you doing? What's up? Oh, the baby needs to diaper change. Yeah, well, I mean, isn't it like Carl's Jr. have a little thing you can do it there or something? No, I'm joking, but it's very sweet. It's like, wow, this is great. But things are always changing, and if you let God be God, they change for the better. It's beautiful. Now watch this. When I was putting this together, a song came to my mind, and you probably know this song. John Mayer wrote a song called Daughters. I'm going to ask you to look at the screen for a minute. And John Mayer. Now, he gets it. I don't know anything about John Mayer. But he's got some good music. But this is great. I know a girl. She puts the color inside of my world, but she's just like a maze where all of the walls are continually change. And I've done all I can to stand on her steps with my heart in my hands. Now I'm starting to see maybe it's got nothing to do with me. Next slide. Fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. Next slide. Oh, you see that skin? It's the same she's been standing in since the day she saw him walking away. Now she's left cleaning up the mess he made. Next slide. So fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love, that's powerful, will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. Boys, you can break. You'll find out how much they can take. Boys will be strong and boys soldier on. But boys would be gone without the warmth from a woman's good heart. These are strong words. John Mayer gets this. On behalf of every man looking out for every girl, you are the God and the weight of her world. Listen, a child growing up sees parents as gods or authorities. So fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. How many girls marry men who were just like their dad, good, bad, or ugly, huh? Girls become lovers who turn into mothers, so mothers, be good to your daughters too. John Mayer. He's got it. Family, he's talking about family, the integrity, the need for family. So should the government be involved in family? You know what? My answer is this. Yes, the government should be involved in family this way. Politics should be involved in my family this way to assist me to do whatever I can to raise up my children and to protect my marriage. That's what government's for. You want to vote this election and any election for a political person or a party that is for your freedom, for the defense of your family, and for your home. Let's take an Einstein to figure that out. Oh, that's so political. Are you crazy? What is wrong with you? Simple. God says those kids are yours and I'm going to have you give me the answer for their lives in the end of your life. And others say, no, you know what? It's all the government's business. They'll feed them. They'll raise them. They'll tell them what to think. They'll tell them what to believe in. They'll tell them what to do. Black and white. Wow.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
I read recently how our economy, which will directly attack the American home, which will directly attack marriage, is beyond saving. It is impossible. America is doomed by its own devices. You say, oh, that's doomsday speak. Really? That's funny. Because sociologists and mathematicians that were summoned by Congress to figure out how do we get out of the Medicare, Medicaid debt crisis for the future and all this retirement stuff for the future. Did you know that? You know what a baby boomer is? You're looking at one. I'm a baby boomer. My generation, listen, young people, it gives me great pleasure to tell you this. I may look like a dinosaur to you, but my generation invented the iPad. My generation invented the iPhone. My generation invented the space station. Baby boomers became the richest people on earth. The biggest generation mass of people became millionaires and billionaires. Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, my generation. You know what we also did? We also aborted 57 million kids. Do you know what that did mathematically? Completely cut out an entire generation that was to fuel by taxes, income, wages, the furtherance of America. It's doomed. Mathematically, impossible. We've cursed ourselves by killing the family. We're attacking marriage. We're killing babies. And just forget about standing before God. Mathematically, the culture is doomed. You can't recover from killing 57 million taxpayers that never had a chance to live. That's why I personally believe, man, this issue of the election has nothing to do with somebody being black or white or a Muslim or a Mormon. It has everything to do with the platforms. One platform says save babies. The other platform says kill babies. One platform says God. One platform does not say God. The other platform says Israel. The other one says no Israel. Well, that's political. Is it political? Or is it moral? Or is it religious? This is where you live. This is how you and I are to be engaged in our culture. Number four, marriage is God's foundation for society. We'll wrap this up in the next 5 minutes. Here we go. Marriage is God's foundation for society. You want to redefine marriage? Check this out. Did you know that historically, for the last 5,000 years, it is a fact that marriage, stable, secure marriage, builds civic tranquility. Less crime. Higher standard of living. Greater morality. Greater freedoms. Healthier citizens. Greater acts of compassion. Adoptions, better education, community pride. Throughout the Bible, God defends marriage over and over again and condemns infidelity that destroys marriage. God condemns it. God condemns adultery because it destroys marriage. He condemns promiscuity because it destroys marriage. Pornography, God condemns because it destroys marriage. And abuse, God condemns it. Marriage is God's foundation for society. And the greatest thing that an American can embark upon, the greatest thing certainly that a Christian can embark upon, is something that in my own heart rings in my ears for the last 25 years. You pour your life and heart into a church in the things of God, reaching the ends of the earth, mission field stuff, flying all over. I remember one year in the mid-1990s when this church was just an eighth of what it is right now. We were starting churches in Eastern Europe and Russia. And I remember one year I traveled 250,000 miles in 1 year back and forth. I would be in Russia preaching messages on the streets of Moscow and then not miss a Sunday service here in Chino Hills and be right back again at it. And I thought, you know what? Wow, this is amazing. God, you know, you'll take care of my family while I take care of your church, right? You know what the answer to that is? No. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own children? There are some years where my memory with my children is completely gone because of jet lag and living on Delta Airlines. Gone. Yeah, but you're doing God's work. Really? I'm not so sure. The Christian, I think, more than ever needs to make sure that the number one ministry we have is our family and our marriage. Well, I got to get involved in the ministry. Your ministry is your husband and your wife and your children first. Without that, you have nothing by name of ministry. And then we end with this. Marriage is God's building block for a nation. Marriage. Marriage according to the Bible. And this is awesome. I kind of knew this, but I had to be reminded of this, I guess. It blew me away. Marriage, God's building block for a nation. Listen, as a priority, when you read the Bible, marriage comes before any settlement, any city, any government, any nation, any culture, any economy, any history, any military, any religion, you name it, marriage comes first. Isn't that amazing? God brought Adam and Eve together. And from that, you're sitting here tonight. How amazing is that? It is awesome to think. And so politics and marriage, vote this election and speak when you do in defense of marriage, God says it's between a male and a female. That is marriage. Is it a political issue? Is it religious? Is it moral? Provocative stuff, huh? But isn't it reality? Father, we thank you for your word. It is so clear. And Father, we pray. We take this moment right now to pray for the marriages of this church. Heavenly Father, I'm asking you, Lord, and I'm happy to ask, and I ask in confidence because, Lord, I didn't run for office. I didn't run for the office of pastor. I didn't apply for this job. You caused this to happen, and so because of that, I have confidence. You've done that. And so I'm asking you confidently, Lord, will you descend by the power of your Holy Spirit upon the marriages of this church? And Lord, that you would just powerfully begin to change the tenor and the tone and the spirit and atmosphere of the homes represented here tonight. That husbands would repent. And even if they've been the best guys and she's been the worst gal and it's just been horrible, bottom line is, if he'll just follow you, you will touch her. And Lord, that moms would focus on being moms like never before. That they would put down their cell phones, they'd put down their iPads, they would put down their book. They would put down the phone. And that they would look into the eyes of those children or that child, remembering or acknowledging now that there is a soul inside that child that will live in eternity forever somewhere. And it is incumbent upon all of us as believers to raise our children up in the ways of God. Forgive us for thinking that somehow the schools or even the Sunday school program has our children's best interest in mind above ours. No, Lord, it is we the parents. And for husbands and wives, that we would fight for the defense of our marriage and make them great.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called Why Traditional Marriage Matters. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Politics and Your Faith. It's a series on obeying God in all things, including politics, government, and our worldview. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So as you heard from our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to know what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life personally, we would love to help you out with that. Go to jackhibbs.com/knowgod. That's K-N-O-W, God. And there you'll be guided through what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. Don't miss out. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
Hey everybody, we are in that cycle again called an election year, and someone's going to be making decisions about your wallet, about your children, about your property tax, and about your freedoms, and how you're going to live your life. And I just want to encourage you. I personally would encourage you by saying this. I refuse to be a victim of bad government. Even if we have bad government, I'm not going to be victimized by it, and you shouldn't either, which means this, that you and I are monarchist. In other words, we believe in a ruling, reigning king. His name is Jesus, and he's coming back. But as we enter into this year, and you hear and you watch all of the news and all of the, frankly, noise that's out there, I'm going to ask you to be thinking biblically. I'm going to be asking you to process everything biblically. I'm going to ask you, in fact, I'll include myself. Let's divorce ourselves from our emotions and let's get engaged in the culture for righteousness' sake. We represent the kingdom of God.
Until he calls us home, it's incumbent upon you and I to get involved in righteous doing, which means vote righteously. That simply means that whoever's on the ballot and whoever you're voting for, look to see what their voting record is all about. Are they pro-life, for example? Because God's pro-life. Are they pro-Israel? Because God's pro-Israel. Are they pro-marriage? Because God's pro-marriage. You see what I'm saying, my friends? Is he pro-borders? Because God's pro-borders in his Bible. Pray, vote, and then pray for the outcome. But through it all, remember, Jesus is on the throne.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.